Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A, FAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints and most high, Yah. Greetings and blessings to you tonight. I'm your host, Deacon Bell, on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast tonight, the Brothers segment. Please let me know how we're coming in tonight, brothers and sisters, if you would be so kind. Give me tens if we're good and lower numbers if we're bad. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we did have a beautiful Sabbath yesterday. Of course, we had some guests and a family we hadn't seen in a while. Brother Joe and Sister Kelly were here last night. Well, yesterday, not last night, but yesterday. And all, you know, Shabbat spent the day with us. Some other saints that came in. But saints, you know, it was a beautiful word that the man of y'all preached to us yesterday. Continuing in the line of spiritual warfare. And, you know, Pastor just really feeds the flock very well. Let me just say that. He feeds the flock very well. Okay, brother, I was just saying I'm kind of low. Let me see. Hallelujah. Hold on 1 second. All right. Let me turn it up a little bit. How's that, Brother Ugly? Hallelujah. Still low? Hopefully not. Hope I'm coming a little better now. Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Well, we're going to talk about trust tonight. That's the should have been the title of the message, but it's all good. We're going to talk about trust. Hallelujah. And Brother Ugly, we're going to start over in the book of Acts, chapter 4. And we will start at verse 33. Hallelujah. Okay, a little better. Okay, hallelujah. Let me see. Crank that up a little more. Let's see how it goes, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback there. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, saints, also the time that we're living in this day and age, you know, it's a wonder that it's not a wonder. We're blessed that the Most High is keeping us. You know, we're people who are kept. You know, how Pastor brought up yesterday, like how just the Most High's, you know, first of all, you know, just bring the Most High's word to us. And then the Father, you know, choosing us to be his people, you know, with salvation, you know, having mercy on us, you know, as a, you know, individually, you know, it's a blessing to receive the Most High salvation. But, you know, with the wickedness of this age and this time, you know, if the Father didn't keep us, you know, we get swallowed up in this mess of this time, this generation, you know, with the Sodomites, well, not only with them, but that they're a big part of it. But all the other wickedness that's going on in the earth, you know, we just need to thank Yah that he is keeping us by his spirit. You know, like it's written, it's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. And, you know, so we just thank the Most High that he is able to keep us, in spite of ourselves, too. And his hand is on his people. You know, he loves us enough to keep us. You know, he's keeping us in the love of Yah. But let's make sure we, like Pastor brought out to us yesterday, make sure we keep the fear of Yah on us, too, that we won't forsake his way. We won't do our own thing. We'll trust in him. We'll obey him. Hallelujah. All right. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And with great power, so let's start verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Master Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and bought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now you look at that and say, there had to be some trust there for the men of Yah. You know, we're talking about trust, you know. And every, hold on, let me go back and read this verse again. Verse 35, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Excuse me. You know, so with the trust factor in this, you know, everybody, you know, sold all they had, and they laid it down at the apostles' feet, and the distribution was made according as they had need. So these people had to trust the men of Yah to do right by them, you know, their fellow servants in the faith, you know, the ministers of Yah, you know, and that's part of the trust factor, because, you know, you think about it, some people would never go to a community. Or even in some cases, won't even go to ministries or anything that would require them to trust somebody. I don't care what it is. I mean, it could be from the religious side of things to the secular side. People with trust issues won't commit to anything or to anyone. But, you know, with our brethren here in the Word, you know, they had to trust the distribution was going to be made to them. You know, of course, you know, when the deacons were appointed, they had to be appointed because of some widows were being neglected, and it brought about a murmuring, you know. And so we had to have men appointed to wait on the tables, and then we had the apostles attending to the work. But again, when the with trust in the men of Yah or whoever's over you to give you what you need, that takes something from you, doesn't it? Put you in a position where, well, if they don't take care of me, I'm gonna suffer. Or I'm gonna be in a bad way. Well, yeah, you would be, but at the same time, are you that trustworthy? Can things be committed into your trust, and you do right by everyone? A lot of times, people, let me just say, my dear individuals who have trust issues. Let me say it like this: you know, they'll label everyone else as untrustworthy, but yet they themselves are persons of impeccable character and would never do anyone wrong, which I have found to be the case that, no, they would do people wrong as well. The same fear they have that someone would do them wrong is because they have the same lack of integrity within themselves. You know, there's one gentleman I know, he says, I don't trust anybody. And I always tell him, well, because you can't be trusted. That's why you don't tell. That's why you don't trust anyone, because you know you have no trustworthiness within yourself. You know, you don't have the character that someone can depend on you to trust you. That's why you don't trust anyone. You know, of course, you know, he disagreed with me, but that's his right. But that's okay. Hallelujah. But the many of y'all, you know, we got Pastor Dow. He's a man of impeccable character, and you can trust Pastor Dow. I remember when I came into the faith, came into ministry, and the Most High had me go to Pastor and tell me, "Hey, Pastor, I'm gonna submit to you, and you know, just whatever you want me to do, I'll do." And I never placed myself in a position where I was gonna submit to another man before, you know, and be under their leadership. I never was in a position to trust anyone like that. And it was a scary thing for me at first, you know. But I had to learn. I just had to trust y'all. If you directed me this way, this is what I'm gonna do. You know, and Pastor has never let me down yet. Has never failed me yet in that regard. He's always been a man of high honor, character, integrity, of impeccable character. And I do bless the Most High that Pastor is like that. You know, and we got many leaders in the ministry like that. Elder Becker, Elder Rufus, you know, Pastor Cord. You know, we name them all, but you know we have that amongst the leadership in the ministry. Hallelujah. So saints, you know, you trust those who y'all set over you. Man, if they mess up, don't worry, the Father take care of them. He takes care of everybody. Take care of you too when you mess up. Hallelujah. So nobody's getting off the hook. Just, you know, when we think we might, we're not. All right, now I want to go to another verse of scripture. Let's go over to Judges chapter 15, Brother Ugly. Judges 15, and let's just start. Let's see. We'll start with, let's talk about Samson, saints. At the same time, you all know the drill. Go back and read everything in context, okay? Hallelujah. We'll start at verse 9. Judges 15, verse 9. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, "Why are you come up against us?" And they answered, "To bind Samson are we come up, to do to him as he hath done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, "Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto them?" You know, what'd you do to them? And he said to them, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them." And they said unto him, "We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines." And Samson said unto them, "Swear unto me that you will not fall upon me yourself." And they spake unto him, saying, "No, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand, but surely we will not kill thee." And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. You know, in this situation, Samson had to place himself in the trust of his brothers and sisters, or the men of Judah, not sisters, but other men of Judah there. What did he say to them? "Swear to me that you will not fall upon me yourselves." Hey, look, okay, I'll agree to this, but on one condition. You swear to me that you're not going to kill me yourself. You know, when it said fall on me. And of course, they said, "Well, no, we won't, but we're going to bind you fast." You know, because they were scared of the Philistines. You know, the Philistines was, you know, had greater might and power than them, and the Israelites were scared, and they delivered them up. But at least they did keep their word. They didn't fall on them. But that took some trust from Samson. You know, we're the deliverance ministry, right, brothers and sisters? Same? We're the deliverance ministry. You know, Pastor, we spoke on rejection yesterday, too. And so let's say you got a brother, you know, you want some deliverance, right? How much trust do you have for your brothers and sisters to help you? To maintain your business, if I can say it like that. Maintain your business, not to, you know, just to throw you off there, you know, because what we're taught in this ministry, I pray that everyone is honoring that as well. You know, when somebody comes to you for deliverance, you don't go around telling everybody what Brother Ugly got delivered from. You know, if he got delivered from the spirit of the ugly bow tie. I'm sorry, that's Brother Jermaine. Brother Ugly got delivered from the spirit of the, what's that? What is it, Brother Ugly? The top hat? I can't remember which one we have for you, but But he got delivered from a spirit because he rejects Brother Jermaine's bow tie. Don't mean you run around and tell everybody what he got delivered from. Or what Sister Monica got delivered from. You know, that's not good business. Why put that out there? They want you weren't part of the deliverance. You don't need to know. That's between that person, that saint, and Yah. Not the whole assembly. Everybody don't need to know all that. Now, they tell the truth, they're not going to get care anyway because they're free. They don't got delivered. So maybe you need to get in the chair next. You get delivered from gossip, hellbent, slander, running your big ass mouth. Start there if you don't know what to get delivered from. But, you know, it takes trust, right? And how many of us really trust Yah to get us delivered? You know, we'll go to Brother So-and-so or Sister So-and-so. Bob, I tell you, let's do this. Pastor used the example of Sister Carol and Sister Ashley. You'll go to Sister Carol and Sister Ashley, wear them out, but you won't trust any other sisters to minister deliverance to you. You don't trust their care. Or whatever it is about them that you have a problem with, an offense with, a fear with. You know, but you trust your fear. You trust your rejection of them. You trust your opinion of them. But you don't trust the Ruach in them. Why is that? The next question you need to ask yourself, are you trustworthy? Could they come to you? Could Sister Carol and Mother Ashley, look at Mother Carol and Sister Ashley come to you for deliverance? Or could anyone come to you? Sisters, can they trust you? Are you faithful? Do you have enough integrity to not blab the word about what they got deliverance from? You know, how much can they trust the righteousness within you? It's something to think about, sisters. You know, hallelujah. But you know, we got to have trust amongst ourselves, brothers and sisters. You know, going back to Acts chapter 4, you know, even looking at leadership. You look at the leadership in this ministry. You know, ask yourselves, do you trust your leaders? From the head of the assemblies to the pastors, elders, and deacons, and teachers. Or just your plain old brothers. Just, you know, anywhere. Can you trust your brother? You might want to ask yourself, what are you so fearful of? Why can't you trust anybody? And again, if you can't trust anybody, it's because you can't be trusted. You know, I trust Pastor Dow enough to preach the word to me, but I don't trust him as far as this polygyny doctrine that he preaches. I ain't down with that. Or I'm not down with the community doctrine that he preaches. I'm down with everything else, but I don't trust him in that area. You know, it's the kind of things that's out there too. People's comments and things like that. You know, I rock with you, Pastor Dow, as far as guns, gold, silver, and all that. Some people just for the natural things, but in the spiritual things, they can't deal with it at all. Now, some people are down with everything else except when it comes to deliverance. Like, well, I don't believe we got devils in. Can't agree with you there, Pastor Don. That just, that just don't fit into my doctrine. You know, but again, it's a trust thing. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Psalm 7:1. I'm gonna jump around a little bit tonight, saints, but we'll get the job done tonight anyway. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 7 verse 1. Shigion of David, which he sang unto Yahweh concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. O Yahweh, my Yah. In thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Psalms 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Yahweh, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalms 18:30. As for Yah, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. In Psalms 25:2, O my Yah, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, Let not mine enemies triumph over me. A few scriptures on trust there. But do we really trust Yah? There's one thing when we read some scriptures and of course, we need to take those words to heart. Don't get me wrong. We need to take them to heart. But how deep are they really getting into us? To the point where we can actually demonstrate trust. We got some saints that come, and we got one sister, our precious sister LaShawn, comes from Colorado. Her husband trusts the ministry, trusts Pastor Dow with his family when they come. To make sure they're secure and taken care of. Every time that sister has come, her and her son, you make sure that they're secure and her husband, he's only been here one time. Came here for a God. But ever since then, he's allowed his wife and his son to come every time. And he trusts Pastor because he knows the type of man Pastor Dowell is. So he said, I can send my wife out there and I know she'll be safe. They'll take care of her and she'll come back home to me safely. Now, can someone trust you like that? Send their family to your place. Do you have the spirit where you can be trusted? And that's a high honor that I think he gives to Pastor Dowell in that regard, just by doing that. Just by doing that. My wife was with Pastor Dowell and his Ashias too, to Brother Kabir's wedding. And by the way, Brother Kabir, that wedding was off the chain. Hallelujah. That wedding was off the chain, my brother. Bless you. And congratulations to you and your Ashiah. Pray the Most High bless y'all with bountiful seed, a great union, my brother, and much peace in your house. Hallelujah. The Father has delivered you from that wicked woman that you did have. Now he's blessed with a righteous sister. One that will submit, one that will obey, one that will earn, show that she's trustworthy of your seed, and of you and of your seed, to bear you seed. Hallelujah. If y'all haven't seen the wedding, go check out the videos. Hallelujah. But anyway. Well, saints, we do need to strive to trust the Most High. Strive to trust our brethren. We got divisions amongst us. The word tells us what to do about that. If you got an ought with your brother, go to him. You got a sister. Instead of allowing things to fester for weeks and days and months on end, years on end, then all of a sudden you got an evil eye looking at your brother, your sister. Just a whole bunch of mess working in you. You won't obey the word, do what the word says, because you don't trust Yah. You can get these situations resolved, but you don't trust Yah enough to do what his word says. And I have found, brothers and sisters, in my own walk, that when I just obey the word, everything works out. You can't go around the word. There's no reason to sidestep it, try to go over it, try to go under it. Just do what it says, and everything works from there. That's part of Yah's grand blueprint. He spoke his word; it goes out to do what he sent it forth to do, and that's being accomplished. We have more trouble in our lives when we try to work around it. And that's one thing I'm learning: just obey, just do what he says, trust his word, trust him. It makes things go so much smoother. And yeah, brother, that was a grand interest by the groom. Yeah, that was off the chain, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda. Great to have y'all with us tonight. As always, appreciate you. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, before I continue, let's go here real quick, brothers and sisters. Thanks. I'm going to read a couple of definitions for the word trust, Brother Ugly. Hebrews 26:20. Hebrew 26:20. Also in Hebrew 9:82 and 1009 and 42:68. Those are the words of trust that we have. That I'm using tonight, anyway. Any of those words would be the ones. And I'll read the definitions. All right, 2620, the primitive root, to flee for protection. In paragraph 982, figuratively, to confide in, have hope, make refuge, put trust. 982, a primitive root, properly to hide for refuge, but not so precipitately as 2620, figuratively, to trust, be confident or sure, be bold, confident, secure, sure, careless. In parentheses, one woman, put confidence, make to hope, put make to trust. 4009, from 982, properly a refuge, that is objectively security or subjectively assurance. Confidence, hope, sure, trust. And 4268, a shelter, or from 2620, a shelter, literally or figuratively, hope, place of refuge, shelter, trust. Hope I didn't go too fast for you, Brother Ugly. But that's all the definitions for the scriptures we're going to use. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 3:5, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And you know, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we get into so much trouble when we lean to our own understanding. And in most cases, our understanding is not where it should be when we lean on to it. That's why he tells us not to do it. You know, instead of trusting in Him and just believing in Him, to guide us, to give us the wisdom, to give us the light that we need, our own understanding leads us in the darkness. Because we trust in ourselves, we trust in the arm of our flesh, trust in our intellect, our logic, our own reason. And then we get off in the truck. Hallelujah. So hopefully, thanks, but let's try to stay in the path of the Word. Let's trust in the Word. Lean on Yah. Believe Him. Don't trust the rejections, the fears that speak in the heart, in your hearts, in your mind. You know, or don't trust your own wicked heart that wants to speak to you and guide and direct you too. You know, because a lot of times our hearts are just our own wicked spirits will speak to us and tell us, hey, you know, your brother so-and-so don't love you, or sister so-and-so hates you. You know, just the different things you'll hear. You know, nobody loves me, from rejections to fears. Any spirit you got, pride. Well, I ain't got to listen to them, you know, but you trust in pride. You trust in fear. You trust in rejection. Which one is it? Who you really trust in? If you don't trust in God, you can't trust in your fellow servants, your brothers and sisters to maintain the integrity of Yah with you. You know, there's a problem, big problem. But when you can humble yourself and turn back to the Word of Yah, allow your brothers and sisters to show you the love of Yah and minister it to you, to strengthen you, you would get some help. You would get deliverance. You'll you'll be able to see that you can trust Yah. Through His people. Simply put. All right, let's go to Psalms chapter 3. Psalms chapter 3. The Psalm of David. The Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Yahweh, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, There is no help for him in Yah, Selah. But thou, O Yah, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Of course, you know, we sing this song too. And I cried unto Yahweh with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, but Yahweh sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Yah, save me, O my Yah, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Thy blessing is upon thy people. You know, so when David's crying to the Most High, you know, he's trusting him to deliver, to save him. And then he even says, arise, O Yah, save me, O my Yah, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Sounds like he got what he cried out to Yahweh for, because he trusted him. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, you got a situation where you're fearful to trust someone. Why don't you spend some time praying before you go to them and with whatever you need to trust them for? Make that connection with Yah. Get your heart in the right situation with the Most High. Make sure you're meeting his conditions. And you find that fear, those fears that you have, will go away. Or it's just a bunch of crap that's speaking to your mind anyway. But you have to be able to move past those fears. You have to trust the Yah enough to move past those fears. Allow him to show you that he can sustain you, that he can keep you, can strengthen you, if you let him. Hallelujah. But that's where, you know, that's where we got to put our hearts, to sit, you know, a place we need to get our hearts into so we can just walk in good faith in the Most High. I remember when the Father spoke to me the same way he spoke to Abraham, pretty much. Get up, get out of your parents' house. Get up out of your father's house. It's a land which I'll show you. Not exactly those words, but he told me to get out of my parents' house. You know, he wanted me to come down to Tennessee. And I'm like, Father, I don't have nothing in Tennessee. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? You know, but I had to trust him. Once he spoke to him, I didn't want to disobey. Of course, you know, I had fears on one side, you know, fears everywhere, inside my mind, outside my mind. But I remember my mother come to me, what are you going to Tennessee for? You can stay here, and all this and that. I said, well, you know, or she tell me, you know, God ain't talking to you like that. You're just a baby in Christ. He don't speak to you like that. And she would even get her one of the ministers from her church to come talk to me, to tell me that I was wrong, thinking I was hearing from the Father. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, Mom, but he spoke to me, and this is what I'm going to do. I wasn't going to be turned around because of my mother's emotions or her feelings about the situation. I'm sorry he didn't tell you that he's taking me away from you. Tell me to get out of my parents' house. You know, he had something else for him. And tell you the truth, I was fearful, but at the same time, it has been such a blessing since I left, since I obeyed him and left my father's house, that, my life has been on the increase in Christ ever since. You know, while I was still there, you know, my family was, bad company, let me just say that. Hindered me greatly from spiritual growth. But, you know, and I don't blame them. They just, you know, being who they were. You know, that's just how it was. But once I got out, my spirit was able to grow. I was able to get close to Yah, you know. So I've been blessed to hook up with Straightway and all that with pastor and everything, and living on the land now for over 20 years or so, and having a wife, having children, having brothers and sisters abundantly. You know, but if I'd have been too fearful to do it, I wouldn't have seen the word of Yah fulfilled in my life. You know, when Jesus said, hey, you know, no man's left father and mother, sister and brother, you know, and land, that he won't receive threefold, however many fold he said it was, but in this present life, and I have more brothers than I can count now, more sisters than I can count, and we've got land everywhere with all you saints. If I go anywhere, I can go lay my head there, like pastor goes around the country laying his head with the saints. I mean, the truth would be, damn shame for the most part. Any place you go, you got to rent a hotel. And not one righteous brother or sister we can trust wants to be able to lay our head down in their house. Are you trustworthy enough, saints, to receive saints to your house when they're in travel? Some of you probably ain't. We won't go to your house because it's too much disorder there. You don't have your homes in order. You need to get them in order. Do what the word says. The Father of God, you're in there. Hallelujah. And Brother Steve, Sister Wendy, we know you guys are righteous up there in Canada. Pastor goes up there every year and lays his head down in your house. Brother Kabir, we know he's righteous. We know Elder Rufus is righteous down there in Georgia. Hallelujah. So I bless all you righteous saints that are out there, that the saints can be trusted with you. And for those of you who saints can't be trusted with you, you need to get your wicked hearts right. And it's not hard to do. Just repent. Hallelujah. Psalms 37:5. Commit thy way unto Yahweh, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37:40. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. You trust in him? Hallelujah. And you know, in this day and age that we're living in too, this iniquity that's abounding. What did Jesus say in Matthew 24? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So has your love waxed cold, saint? Is that why you don't trust in Yah anymore? Is that why you're full of fear, full of rejection, full of hopelessness, depression? You name the spirits. You know what the heart knows its own bitterness. Are you full of bitterness too? Full of hate? You got murder and wrath in your heart? Some of you saints get found out by the word or get dealt with in a judgment type situation. Now you're full of anger? Full of wrath? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. All right, saints, let's go to where'd that page go? Let's go to Romans chapter 4. We're going to read verse 3. And after that, Brother Ugly, we're going to read go to Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. And it reads, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed Yah, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. You know, he's the father of faith, right? He believed Yah. You know, he trusted him. He didn't have anything else to go on, just believe what Yah said. You know, what did Jesus say? Except you become as a little child, you shall no wise into the kingdom. Are we so grown in our mind with our fears, our doubts, our rejections, our unbeliefs that we have, you know, the mistrust that we have from all the hurts and all the pains of our lives, you know, that we can't believe the word of Yah anymore. We can't believe Yah. We can believe the evil that's within us, but we can't believe Yah because we don't trust him to do right by us. Even though, you know, he can't lie. The word says that. You know, he loves us. He gave his only begotten son for us, saints. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, shed his blood for us, for you. Yeah, oh, wretched man that you are, oh, wicked man that you are. Yet he shed his blood for you. He loved you enough to die for you, to cover you, and give you the avenue and access to him to get free from everything that's, every ungodly thing that's in your life. But yet we don't want to trust him when it's time to go to our brother and sister, hey, our brother, you know, I'm dealing with lust. I'm dealing with fear. Or sister, I'm dealing with self-hate, you know, or I'm dealing with suicide, depression, you know. You're too fearful and ashamed to, you know, to open up to a brother or sister, you know, even though the word says, hey, confess your faults to one another. You know, if you're dealing with these things, let somebody know, let them help you. I remember years ago when I got attacked by a spirit. What was it? It was really a spirit of unbelief. You know, dealing with believing that the king was coming. And, you know, that thought tormented me for, it taught me, I couldn't tell you for how long. It was probably about 2 weeks at least. You know, because when I first came into faith, I was believing that Jesus was coming in my lifetime. Just hard, go get it. You know, Jesus is coming. And I'm like, I think I was probably early 30s or might have been my early 20s then. No, I was in my 30s. And that spirit jumped up, and I didn't know what to do. But I didn't have enough sense to go talk to the pastor. Say, Pastor, come deal with this. This spirit is tormenting me like no other thought is hitting my mind. You know, it's just that was a major war for me at that point in time where I was at my faith. And finally, you know, I was dealing with that for a good little while. I get to the point where I was getting hopeless. You know, but still, there had no sense to talk to anybody about what was going on in my mind. You know, the pastor could have saw it, deserved. I was like, well, hey, this brother full of something, but he you know, got too much pride or just too damn stupid to go, you know, to seek some freedom. And this is even before we got deliverance, but still, I could ask somebody to pray for me. You know, I could have done something instead of trying to fight the war myself or handle it within myself. But I was at work one night, and I was still fighting that spirit and everything. And, because that spirit would talk. And so Jesus ain't coming in your lifetime. You don't believe that. And just everything, every unbelievable thing about, you know, about Christ's second coming that he could throw at me, it was throwing at me. You know, it was, that spirit was merciless. And this one particular night at work, I was listening to, this guy's radio talk about Project Blue Beam. I don't know if you saints know what that is, but anyway, pretty much the gist of the talk was some fake, you know, creating a false coming of Jesus Christ, you know, faking it with some hologram projector type thing in the sky, making everybody think that was Jesus. And when I heard the people talking about that, I was like, oh my goodness, oh man, now what am I going to do? That was like the last thing I needed to hear, you know. I'm already struggling, and there'll be some fake thing that's gonna be there to help deceive me too. I'm like, man, no, I don't need to hear that. Oh, you know. So then I was totally jacked up. And then, but right after that was said, that part was said, it's probably like, let's say maybe a minute later, and I heard the Holy Spirit would just whisper to me, you know, if it were possible, they'd be able to deceive the very elect, if it were possible. And that when he spoke that to me, that broke that spirit's yoke off my mind. It totally shattered, you know. And I was grateful that he spoke to him, you know, because I hadn't even heard, you know, the spirit of God, I hadn't really heard him personally, you know, within my, you know, his spirit speaking to me within myself at all, for a while. You know, I remember hearing pastor preaching stuff, and of course, pastor just preaching the word like he always does, but, you know, it just I was too stuck up in my own world at that point in time. You know, so whatever pastor preached from that time period, I don't even know if I even heard it. Tell you the truth, my ears were plugged up. But the Most High did send his word that night and delivered me. I almost had a revival in that story. It took everything I had to contain myself because I was at work that night. It took everything I had to contain myself. I should have just shouted out loud, ran up and down the aisles anyway, but I didn't want them to take me to the funny farm. But anyway, you know, but y'all was good, and you know, he sent his word, you know, delivered my mind from that trap. But I really wish I had enough sense to just go to somebody. I told teacher about that sometime after it happened. He said, you should just said something, Brother Doug. I'm like, you know, but I was just too stupid or too fearful to let somebody know I had this fight going on because I wanted to have that appearance of strength. You know, I still got it together. Nah, you ain't got it together. But you're a mess, you know. But anyway, The Most High still merciful. Still had mercy on him, even at that. All right, now let's go to Romans chapter 10. Verses 13 through 17. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed, oh, I'm sorry, wrong verse. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. And, you know, and again, saints, how many of you really have believed the Most High's report in this hour? You know, when over in Luke 4:18, you know, Pastor Dolph, every time he does a deliverance message, he uses this scripture. The Spirit of Yah is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, to preach deliverance. You know, and being this deliverance ministry, you know, we hear the words on rejection, but yet we don't have enough trust to get our wicked ass in the chair. I can't trust Sister Tomoko to do deliverance with me. I don't want her knowing my business. I can't trust Sister Ash. I can't trust Mother Carol. I can't trust Sister Vicky. I can't trust not just picking on the sisters either. Can't trust Teacher Shane, Elder Becker, Brother Gary, Brother Victor, Brother Scott, Brother Brett, Brother JC, Pastor Dow, or anybody else to help me. But you know, but I can trust in myself. You know, because my heart knows it's on business. And I'm not about to share that with anybody else. You know, I'm not gonna submit myself to the word. You know, because once the message is preached, then we have to act it out. That we have to perform the word. But yet we still trust in ourselves. You know, what Jeremiah say? Hold on, let me find this here. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from Yahweh. But in Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh and whose hope is in Yahweh. So when you trust in your own self, you get to put another curse on yourself. When you trust in Yahweh, you can be blessed. I mean, think about it. These words of deliverance get preached. We trust our fears. We trust our doubts, our unbeliefs, our self-hate. You know, we trust in that oppression to take care of us. But we don't trust in Yah and his word that through his servants to deliver us. You know, what was Pastor say? That we insulate the devil. And some insulate him real damn good. Hallelujah. How about this? Isaiah 26:3. Post that, please, Brother Ugly. And as always, my brother, thanks for being such a faithful co-host, posting the scriptures and all, and doing all that you do. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Talking about the Most High. And again, Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, whose hope is in Yahweh. Hallelujah. In Psalms 5:11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Be joyful in him. Be trust in him. He defends us. You know, we got an enemy out there. Who's our enemy? Our adversary, the devil, who goes about the roaring lion seeking who he can devour. But you know, a lot of cases, saints, we've already been devoured in our mind. You know, we cast on our trust in the Most High. You know, him being our defense, being our strength. We throw that away just so we can maintain the garbage that we got within, you know, within this temple. You know, we hiding all the trash in our temple. And then when the man of Yah comes out here, cries aloud, and spares not, he lifts up his voice like a trumpet and shows the people of Yah their sins, then you get mad. You know, you hold on tight to that rejection. No, I ain't giving it up. That fear, no, I need it. I can't, you know, you don't feel like you unless you got that in you. But no, saints, that's not you. That's an unclean spirit. That's the devil. You need to get that cast out of you. But you can walk in freedom. You can walk in truth. What it say in 1 John, I love and would above all things, that you be in health and that you prosper and be in health. Prosper and be in health. But come on, let's walk in the truth so we can prosper and be in health. All right. Let me do the scripture. Yes, I did. Okay, hallelujah. Well, saints, I do bless y'all. Pray that y'all are being edified tonight. And most of all, I pray that we learn how to trust each other, trust the Most High, and trust each other as we walk this walk and doing the work of the Most High. You know, not leading to our own understanding, not trying to be our own strength, be our own rock. But let the Most High be our rock of salvation, our strength. Hallelujah. All right. Well, saints, that's all I got for you tonight. I got some more scriptures, but I believe I've beat this horse enough. So I'm going to let you go tonight. But let's go back to Psalms. Which one is that? Psalms 5:11, again. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. So saints, make sure you keep your joy in Yahweh, you know, because the joy of Yahweh is your strength. When you got these spirits that are weighing you down, taking away your joy, you know, you got the rejections, you got the fears, the doubts, the hatreds, the self-hatreds, and hatreds of others, you know, the fear of rejections. I mean, you know, we got a whole host of demons that we can list. You know, as fast as it continues on, as we head up into the feast, you know, preaching on spiritual warfare, to do your due diligence and get some deliverance. So you don't, like the pastor said, so you don't oppress everybody. You know, and think about how oppressive are you to your brothers and sisters. You know, that's something to think about, and then don't just think about it. Let's do something about it. Hallelujah. Anyway, saints, I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here. Oh, and don't forget the cutoff date for the Feast of Tabernacles is September 25th. I'm not mistaken. It could be 27th. Brother Ugly, can you post that in there if you got it right? I think I'm somewhere around there. But anyway, saints, I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. And pray that you all be encouraged and strengthened. And I'll stay, you know, stay in touch with the ministry. Keep up with the videos as much as you can. Because I know Elder Becker and I were talking. Okay, September 27th. Elder Becker and I were talking. But, you know, just there's a lot that this ministry puts out. There's word everywhere. You know, all over YouTube and everything. So, you know, stay up with the ministry as much as you can. Probably, you know, if you miss something, go to Brother Ugly Straightway News. He has all the links in there. You keep yourself up. All right, saints, don't forget, make sure you, saints, keep yourselves in the love of Yah. I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. I love you all. And don't forget to keep up your warfare prayers as well. You know, binding loose and sending back curses. And make sure you continue to lift up the men of Yah. Lift up Pastor Dow. Keep them lifted up. You know, because the Hasatan is warned. He is warned. And the man, you know, and you know the shepherd is the number one target. He smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. Hey, let me read these dates real quick. All right, we got September 27th, cutoff date. Yeah, the cutoff date for Tabernacles. And don't forget to call in. Don't forget to call into the dining hall. Leave your, you know, leave your info for Elder Becker if you're going to be coming to the feast. And also, we got the Feast of Trumpets coming up October 6th. And the feast in the October 6th in the evening till to the daytime portion of October 7th, and Day of Atonement is the evening of October 11th to the evening of all right, brother. You got that jacked up, man. Let me read that again. Trumpet, September 28th. Thank you, Brother Steve. Help my brother out. October 6th is the Day of Atonement, starting that evening. Okay, well, Steve says October. Okay. All right, October 7th. Is that correct, Brother Steve? For the Day of Atonement? Before we go? See that? Okay, hallelujah. All right, October 7th for the Day of Atonement. And the first Day of Tabernacles is October 12th. And I do hope to see all you saints here that will be coming. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got the calendar. Yeah, hallelujah. Anyway, go to the website, check the calendar. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get your white garments for the Day of Atonement, saints. Hallelujah. And can't wait to see you all. Hug your necks on the Feast of Tabernacles, those of you I've never met. And love to see Brother Steve and Sister Wendy down here at some point in time. We'll have to come up there. Hallelujah. But anyway, saints, I do bless you all and love you. Thank you for being here. Bid you shalom. And you all have a beautiful week this week. And just keep yourselves in the love of the Most High again. Hallelujah. Shalom.